Last week, Green Senator Maureen Faruqi held up a sign in the Senate saying, "Gaza is starving. Words won't feed them. Sanction Israel now." When she was disciplined, she said, "Instead of sanctioning me, maybe you should think about sanctioning Israel." Meanwhile, outside, there was a large protest meeting, also calling for sanctions against Israel, among other things. People had come by bus from Sydney, Melbourne, a lot of different places to converge on Canberra on its first day of the new parliament. You will hear today a speech I recorded on June 22nd, just after US bombs were dropped on Iran. And then another speech at Hyde Park in Sydney, more recently on the 20th of July, when Sue Hinkinson said to the crowd, "You are our humanity." There was another woman in that crowd who got a large cheer. She had been a candidate in the last election, standing against Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. She was later protesting against the Australian company, an Australian company complicit in supplying parts to the Israeli war machine. Her eye was injured, and she has been charged with defying a police move-on order. Outside the court, her lawyer said, "Serious consideration needs to be given to charging someone for the brutal, or cowardly, and despicable assaults on Hannah Thomas." According to the Sydney Morning Herald, her case will be deferred until September. Now we'll hear from Senator Maureen Faruqi, followed by MP Sue Higginson.
Is staggering. when Russia breaks international law, our government rightly condemns it and sanctions it. But when Israel launches illegal airstrikes and bombs on Iran, when it escalates a regional conflict, we get silence. We get evasion. We get excuses. Apparently, Israel has the right to bomb anyone, anywhere it wants. And now the US, led by that fascist Donald Trump, has bombed Iran as well. And what complete bastardry to call for peace after dropping the bombs. The Greens wholeheartedly condemn these attacks. They will be catastrophic for the people of Iran. It is the people that will suffer the most. And it is a clear breach. It is illegal. It is a clear breach of international law. But where is the voice of our government? Where is the voice of Foreign Minister Penny Wong? Where is the voice of Prime Minister Anthony Albanese? Nowhere. Labour speaks with strength when it comes to Russia, but falls completely silent when it is Israel or the US. Surely, if there was any moment, this is the moment to stop being the lackey and the cheerleader of the US. Show some independence and leadership. Show some independence and leadership. Hold warmongers and war criminals to account. That is what this government needs to do. And while all this is going on, how can we forget the mass devastation, displacement, demolition, slaughter, and starvation in Gaza? Brutal inhumanity and savagery. Israel has sealed off Gaza's borders, choking off life-saving aid. The only assistance being distributed comes through Israeli and US-backed channels, controlled by mercenaries who decide who lives and who dies in these death traps. That is what is happening there. This is not aid. This is domination. This is occupation. This is murder. This is erasure. The world has to see it as what it is. Hundreds of Palestinians have been shot dead by Israeli forces while trying to reach food and water. Thousands more have been injured, and millions are starving. Millions are being starved. All this happening while Western governments, like our own, shamefully turn their backs and refuse to sanction Israel. You know what this looks like? This looks like moral cowardice to the extreme. And Palestinians are paying the price of this moral cowardice. Let's remember, this is not just a crisis for the people of Gaza and nations that are being bombed by Israel and the US. This is a crisis of conscience for all of us. This is a test of whether we will allow power, privilege, and colonialism to outweigh basic human rights and justice. The world is watching. The world could have stopped the genocide on Gaza, but it watched on. The world can stop Israel and the US beating the drums of war, but they are watching on. The world has been down this path before. I remember, we all remember, we have not forgotten the coalition of the willing and their war on Iraq based on complete lies about weapons of mass destruction. Shame. And now history is repeating itself with Israel's lies about Iran's nuclear capabilities despite the US's own security assessment denying it. History, we know, history is riddled with colossal and unmitigated failures of the West's imperialist wars, which have been disasters for everyone. These imperialist wars have been disasters for everyone but the war industrial complex and those who profit from war. Australia must unequivocally condemn their war and refuse to join them in any way, shape, or form. And that means no using Pine Gap or any other military bases in this country. And that means an end to AUKUS right now. History will be the judge of those who stayed silent, who stayed complicit, and those who did nothing. But we will never be silent. We will keep demanding sanctions. Sanction Israel, not a few individuals. We demand accountability. Stop the genocide in Gaza. End the aid blockade. And stop the war on Iran and the Middle East. There is no excuse. There is no excuse. There is no justification. No justification for what we are witnessing. And we will not be complicit through silence. We will and we should only get louder and louder and more defiant than ever before. Because we are on the right side of history. And we will not stop until our government wakes up from their moral stupor, because that is the least we can do. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. Palestine will be free, inshallah. Thank you so much, everyone, for your courage.
We have our final speaker now, who is Sue Higginson, who is a Greens member of the New South Wales Legislative Council. The Greens have been doing a lot of work for Palestine, and I'm very happy to say that Hannah Thomas is here at the protest, woo! Who was brutally attacked by Chris Minns, New South Wales police, a few weeks ago for simply being at a protest against weapons company. Shame. But I think we all need to have a bit of bravery, like Hannah Thomas does, and stand up against this repression. And I think it's very amazing and brave to see that nothing has stopped her from standing for Palestine. So, woo! So give it up for Hannah Thomas, woo! I'll hand over to Sue Higginson.
Thank you, Jasmine. Folks, I acknowledge I'm here on Gadigal land, pay my respects to all elders past, present and emerging. This land was never ceded, always was and always will be Aboriginal land. I want to acknowledge all of you and I want you to acknowledge each other now. You are our humanity right now being here on this land. Please, folks, acknowledge each other right now. And of course, one more time, for the courage and bravery of Hannah Thomas, never, ever giving in or surrendering to the state violence that she has experienced. I've been asked to say a few words about the state of our democracy now. And folks, you know, it is not good news. Chris Minns has handed to the police, with a firm handshake, the emboldenment and the impunity that they showed that Friday morning at Belmore that has resulted in the state violence and the injuries that Hannah Thomas has been subjected to. This is on Premier Chris Minns's hands. We warned him, we warned all of New South Wales Labor in the Parliament when they passed the last tranche of anti-protest laws, giving police powers to move people on, to bust up protests, to put their jackboots on and go in and punch down on people standing up for peace, exercising their dissent against genocide. We warned him this would happen, but they went on. They went on and they pushed these laws through the New South Wales Parliament. There were seven Greens MPs who stood strong against them, and we were overcome. But folks, we will rise against these laws, and with you on our side, now is the time to rid our filthy law books with these unjust, draconian anti-protest laws. It is time to repeal these laws before anything gets any worse than what it is now. And we need you, folks. Are you with us? Because we know, we all know, it is protest. It is protesting for peace, for equality, for the end of genocide, for the protection of our beautiful places. It is protest that has and always will be the essential element that delivers that justice in our democracy. Protest is fundamental, and right now it's under threat from Chris Minns, Yasmin Catley, the police minister, and it's time to tell them enough. We've had enough. So folks, when we introduced the police powers in 2002, we made sure there was a carve out, a protection for legitimate, for real protest, whatever it looks like, wherever it is, inconvenient as it may be. And now, this Minns Labor government is walking that back so fast and providing the police impunity. So today, folks, your act of protest has never been more important or more powerful, because there is one way to protect our right to protest, and that is to protest. And let's do it together today. You are our humanity, folks. Let's march.